Nazem Kadri has been more than anything the Leafs fans could have hoped for this season. You know, he had the breakout year offensively and a breakout year defensively as well. He really became a two-way player more than we could have ever expected when he first broke out with the Maple Leafs all those years ago, and he's living up to the contract he was given last offseason as well. Here in the playoffs, especially Game 3, I know Nick Kiprios called it his kind of Gilmore game, where he had the goal and the assist, and he was consistently agitating the Washington Capitals, and then last night, he did it again, and he certainly, if you watch that game, he got into the heads of the Washington Capitals. Leafs could not, you know, capitalize on the opportunities it gave them on the power play, but a lot of it was because of the hit on Alex Ovechkin, a hip check that was maybe a bit too low. It was, for me, definitely a bit too low. What did you guys think of the hit, and what do you think of how Nazem Kadri has played so far in this series?
Well, I thought Babcock was great post-game, kind of breaking it down and saying, listen, you know, if you're asking me, it was a clean hit, and if you're asking them, it was a dirty hit, and probably should be a suspension. And, you know, when you look at, you know, the way Polak was injured, you could flip that dynamic and probably say the same thing. For me, I thought it was a clipping penalty, but you could look at...
He was given 2 minutes for tripping, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think... You could look at the letter of the law and see it different ways. The one thing with the culture of the game and the way it's going... And we're at a different time and place than, you know, when Darcy Tucker is making a similar hit. I just think that is something that amongst the brotherhood of players is, mm-hmm. is something that's not necessarily kosher. Now, does all that get thrown out of the window when you are in the postseason? Maybe. I think the difficult thing to evaluate this now, again, in this new era, is we get upset when guys go high. When guys leave their feet or leading with their elbow and get it close to the head. So we have this conversation in football all the time. You can't necessarily have it both ways where you're upset if someone's targeting too high, but at the same time, when someone goes low, we get up in arms at that as well. Having said that, I think it was a clipping penalty, but I don't think it's as far as some people who, you know, are wearing Capitol sweaters feel like we should be talking about league discipline and suspensions or anything like that.
Yeah, I mean, certainly, I don't think it was a dirty hit, but, it, you know, by the rule book, it's a clipping hit. And, you know, the Leafs kind of found themselves a bit lucky because the officials got the call wrong, the penalty call wrong. If they call that clipping and Ovechkin's coming, you know, getting helped off the ice, there's a potential for a major penalty in that situation. So it would have been really interesting if the officials had got that call right and Ovechkin still returns in the second period. But that being said, you know, not dirty, but by the rule book, certainly a clip.
Yeah, and I think also... With the Kadri hit, and you could say this about a lot of hockey hits, but, you know, Ovechkin kind of made it worse by trying to get out of the way of the hit. You know, he kind of gets a little bit more upright and his knee ends up right where it shouldn't be, and that probably extends the problem a little bit further. But, hey, man, Kadri was definitely in the heads of the Capitals last night, and he has been all series, I think, and you saw the slashing penalties, and at first we thought it was a dive with all the GIFs on Twitter, and then people realized, no, like, Niskanen's actually, like, taking a baseball swing at Nazem Kadri's leg, so maybe it wasn't that much of a dive, and that we had that conversation. But again, this is all Kadri, man. Like, he's that kind of guy. He plays on the edge, and... To me, this is the kind of guy that you want and you kind of need in the playoffs, a guy that you love to have on your side. And you, if you're the Capitals, you hate playing against him. If you're the 29 other teams, you absolutely hate playing against him.
I would argue that he's the MVP of the team for this series so far. Like, he's been fantastic. You talk about his season. Like, this is his breakout season in terms of he's, you know, finally been given a defined role. You know, he was tasked with being a shutdown forward. He was matched up against the other team's top lines night in and night out and still managed to net 32 goals. And he's kind of carried that play over to the postseason where he's doing a little bit of everything. You know, it's no coincidence that he was trying, you know, that he lined up Alex Ovechkin with that hit yesterday. Like, that's what he is out there to do.
Yeah, and I think when I think of Kadri, I think of the acquisition of Babcock and how the two, for me, are tied together. And I often wonder in sports, how much do coaches really matter? Mm-hmm. Like, in football, I can see from a schematic, you know, standpoint, they matter a lot. But in a sport like hockey where, you know, you're just trying to set a culture, you know, maybe you're doing some things with matchups as far as line changing and who has the last change and so on. But ultimately, how much do they really matter? You really need the skill. You look at Kadri and his game now to where it was 3 years ago, let's say. He's a remarkably different player. Yeah. Even in his interviews, the way he comports himself, I think is you see the maturation process. And so, you know, we'll talk about them later. When you look at an organization like the Sabres, who yeah. could have had Mike Babcock and where they might have been, and you look at just Kadri, just one example of the difference that a coach can have in saying to a player, this is your role. This is why it makes sense for you. This is why it makes sense for the team. If you fulfill that role, you'll be rewarded by more minutes, more ice time, so on and so forth.
Big contract that you crave.
Big contract that you crave, right? Like that. Some of the kind of mental coaching that goes along with the role, as well as the X's and O's. I think Kadri is a great example of why you back up the Brinks truck to bring in, you know, Mike Babcock.
Yeah, and Babcock has certainly shown his colors there. And you look at the progression of Nazem Kadri last year. Yeah, it was the tank year, but you kind of got the sense that Kadri was playing a lot smarter defensively, and he was certainly bitten by the shooting percentage bug a little bit in last season. But this year, he continued that progression as a two-way forward and certainly brought it as a big member of the Leafs' top power play unit and had the big season offensively as well. And here in the playoffs, that has continued for the Leafs, which has been massive.